store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fire away.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show year-end review, and the person who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine that basically puts together all this data is here with us now to go through the numbers, and then we're going to talk about the state. This is something everybody's doing this, Michael. Everybody talks about the state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the states, the state of the business, everything. So we'll have the state of talk radio and the talk media after you actually go through the items that from number 10 to number 1 seem to have graced our ears more than anything else this past year.
Oh, yeah. It's been a year of lots of drama, lots of color, as is usually the case. As 2010 comes to a conclusion, and Happy New Year to everybody, number 10 on the talk radio tongues of America has been the don't ask, don't tell situation. At number 9, the Afghanistan operations. At number 8, Iran and North Korea nukes. At number 7, the controversy in New York City with the mosque project. At number 6, WikiLeaks. At number 5, the Gulf oil disaster. Number 4, illegal immigration. Number 3, Health Care Act. Number 2, Obama's economic policy. And at number 1, the 2010 elections. Big, powerful stories up there. When you take Afghanistan, Iran, and Korea, and military operations, and you put them aside, you've got WikiLeaks, you've got the Gulf oil disaster, you've got that immigration reform controversy, you've got the health care controversy, you've got the economics of the Obama administration and the economy and the elections. It's been a heck of a, big story year. Most talked about people, Tiger Woods at number 10, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at number 9, Hillary Clinton at 8, Janet Napolitano at 7, Julian Assange at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, number 4, John Boehner, number 3, Sarah Palin, number 2, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid tied together, and the most talked about person of the year on talk radio for the year 2010 has been Barack Obama.
No surprise there.
No.
All right, we've been through all of these things, and we've got bits and pieces of a lot of the issues that are running through the course of the program this weekend. What I would like from you, as perhaps the country's foremost expert on this medium, this thing we call talk radio, talk television, the new media, the issue-oriented stuff that we get into here, is not the only thing that people can hear on the radio. We've certainly talked about that a lot with the various forms of conversation aimed at different audiences, different ages, that sort of thing. But as the fellow who follows all of this through the traditional media and the new media, what do you think 2011 has in store? You're preparing now a big seminar for June in New York again. So how is it going to look, or better put, sound different this coming year, or will it? Is it just different means of receiving the same programs, or do we have new programs as well as new ways of receiving the audio?
All right, I'm going to give you two answers. First, I'm going to give you the big philosophical answer, and that's short, because I'm asked this question every year, and I've learned from having done this for decades, I've learned what usually happens. It's very hard to predict what the big stories are going to be, because the biggest stories are always completely unknown to the people the year before. And it's amazing. The WikiLeaks, for example, who would have thought? The Gulf oil disaster, who would have thought? Yes, elections are predictable, economics and left versus right issues, they'll always be there. But those big, off-the-wall stories that you can't plan for are usually what will be the big thing. So the unknown is always what we can expect, and how talk radio deals with the unknown is where the interest is. In terms of stories that are still brewing and where they're going to go, I think that in 2011 we're going to see even more amazing breakthroughs in technology that are going to continue to change the way we live, and that will be reflected. I think that what happened with WikiLeaks is probably the most important story of the year, because it directly impacts the thing that I'm most concerned about and the foundation of talk radio, and that is freedom of speech. And it also ties into the technological changes, which really is a complete change in what we think about as privacy. I think we're going to see an amazing amount of social issues emerge from social media, from the fact that everybody has information on everybody else. People are going to start to realize what a dangerous and volatile new world the communications and information revolution is bringing for each and each one of us personally. And I think that's going to be on talk radio.
Listen to this past week, even, the discussion of the fellow from, I think it was Michigan, 33-year-old guy who married a woman, had been married three times before, stayed with her for a couple of years, and he found by checking her email that she was cheating on him. And so he filed for divorce, was granted a divorce. Now, she reported him to the authorities. Apparently, it's illegal to use somebody's password to get on to their private email and find out what's going on. So he's been charged with basically a felony that could land him in jail for 5 years for finding his cheating wife.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And that one story touches upon all the different things I was discussing. The intellectual property and the way our legal system deals with this incredibly new street, if you will, this new marketplace, this new street that we live on, is going to be a major project of our concerns in the coming year and years. I mean, the entire music industry, for example, is teetering on the brink of obsolescence mm-hmm. because you can't sell anything. They can't get paid for it on the level they should. The major industries are changing, and this is probably one of the biggest periods of change in human history since the invention of, like, fire or the
Everything's changing so fast because of technology. What is it? The added volumes each year are equivalent to all the knowledge of whatever happened before that year or something along that line.
Correct.
And so, yeah, we can't keep up with the people who think things are going to stay the same. Everything is changing, and that is what life is all about, change. One of the things that I think is a feature of this past year is how in the talk world, people who are advocates or who are against certain forms of free speech have targeted talk hosts. You saw the demise of Dr. Laura. You hear Al Sharpton agitating to have some restraint put on Rush Limbaugh and that ilk. You see other hosts who have just gone by the wayside or have chosen a different medium because they feel threatened. And I think we've had for a long time people who were in organizations that would go to stations and threaten advertisers and all that other stuff. But I think the economic connection to what's on the radio has become more powerfully interconnected this year for mostly bad, not necessarily for good.
Well, yeah.
That's my read on it.
That's our cover story for the November issue of Talkers. We call it, and you mentioned it last week, the war on words.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the past, people who disagreed with certain hosts tried to get the government to force things like the Fairness Doctrine to quell speech that they don't want to hear. Now, the special interest organizations are targeting sponsors and the economic lifelines of these shows. And let me tell you, money is what makes the world go round. You can't run a talk show, a talk host, or make a living as a talk show host if you don't have advertisers. And if the advertisers are getting threatened, then that's a very quick way to put you out of business.
So it does work. Isn't that a form of censorship, or is that just part of the free economy?
It's a dirty part of the free economy.
Yeah.
It's the free economy, but it's playing dirty. And it's bending the rules, and it adheres to the letter of the law, but it goes against the spirit of free speech and an open mind toward a free marketplace of ideas. Rather than prove your opponent wrong, you try to put them out of business. And it's legal to put people out of business if you do it, according to the legal ways, but it's not nice.
No. But do we concern about business isn't nice sometimes?
Well, business isn't nice sometimes, but again, this has to do with the character of a people. It has to do with a deeper level of, character and quality Do we want to just make that institutional, that business is without ethics, that business is without pride, values, dignity, compassion? Or are we changing our model, or maybe it always has been that way, maybe I'm naive, to businesses, jungle, cutthroat, warfare?
Well,
I think all this reflects on what we are as a people.
I'm reminded of a story that goes back to my early days on talk radio in Worcester, Massachusetts. I was, in fact, the news person and talk host. There was one news person and there was one talk host, and it was me.
Right.
And I remember going to a city council meeting one night. My God, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but it seems to represent what you were talking about. A fellow who was on the city council also published a local newspaper. And so he himself went around to his targets to sell them. And I remember the manager of our radio station's father owned a meat market. And this fellow, George Wells was his name, city councilor, went to Mr. Nims and asked him to advertise his meat market in his newspaper. And Nims said, no, I don't really like your paper. I don't read it. Nobody else reads it. Okay. So the next week, the newspaper headline is Nims Market cited for offenses. And basically what Wells did was call the Board of Health after this guy said he wasn't going to advertise in the newspaper. He's city council. He calls the Board of Health. Board of Health goes down and inspects this guy's meat market and finds irregularities. And that's the story. That's the ad, because he wouldn't buy an ad. This counselor goes on a rampage in the newspaper.
Wow.
I remember a conversation on the air about it, how outrageous it was. But that's the kind of stuff that gets used, and it's just more refined and a little bit more, refined may be the right word for it.
Your anecdote is a great story. I mean, it really does reflect all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's three ways of looking at it. He could run the newspaper and run his career in office completely ethically and have absolutely no concern whatsoever about advertising or politics.
Yep.
That's one possibility. The second possibility is he could do favors for the people that support him and be nice to them and look kindly upon them and give them attention, especially in areas where it could go one way or the other, and ignore them if they don't support him. And the third way, which is the evil way, is you give favors to your friends and you attack the people that don't, you punish them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like organized crime. That's like, you know, protection service.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Okay, we're going to protect you in the neighborhood.
Right.
If you don't, we can't.
Right, yeah. If you don't buy our protection, we're going to burn your store down.
Right. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's amazing. And I think that stuff goes on talk radio all the time. Maybe more, some of the local programs do it. You could see that it could happen anywhere.
See, the problem in our society is the people that are supposed to objectively be observing, whether it's journalists or government officials and agencies that regulate industries, they have too much of a close, cozy relationship with the people that they're overviewing.
Right.
And that's part of the free marketplace. It's not easy running a country like this.
No, it's not. A free country is all the time you have to keep your eye on the so-called freedoms that need to be protected. We need a shield.
That's why a lot of people opt for a dictator. That's why dictators come to power. That's why people live in places like the Soviet Union when they were doing what they do. There's a certain security that comes from a lack of freedom, and they opt for that. And that's why this is the message that has to be kept alive on talk radio, is that freedom comes with a price, but it is worth paying it.
Well, let's hope this new year finds more freedom, more talk, and more interaction with people who are interested in what's going on in our country. From the year-end countdown review, Talkers Magazine editor and publisher Michael Harrison, Happy New Year 2011, Michael.
Thank you. Same to you and all our listeners.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Corrected.
Talk radio coast to coast.
As the end of the year countdown continues, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has been wonderful gracing the airwaves with us on the countdown for a number of years. He's an attorney, a consumer finance expert, written books including The Truth About Avoiding Scams. The SteveLaw.net website is a good place to go to brush up on some of the things that are applicable to what's going on in the world, the legal ramifications back and forth. For example, the number eight story this year, Steve, the tax cut debate. Yeah. And whether or not the things that go with it, all of the rhubarbs back and forth, the Democrats, the Republicans, the real bottom line as to the legalities of all of these. When you take a tax break or you take a deduction on your tax return, how often really do the lawyers and the accountants get involved in checking whether you've done something legitimate or not?
You know, they usually don't. You know, there may be times that you'll have your accountant, your lawyer, have you fill out a form. Occasionally, they'll ask you for some kind of documentation. But, you know, they're not in the business of auditing you. So, frankly, our entire tax system, with all that threat of audits over people's head, is based upon people honestly preparing their taxes. And I'm sure there are plenty of times that people who are a bit less than honest are misusing the system and getting away with it.
Well, the other side of that is that we always hear the story every year of 12 different people getting the same information for tax return.
Oh, yeah.
And they all work for the IRS, and they never come up with the same. It's always 12. They have the exact same circumstances. They come up with 12 different tax returns.
Not only that, but you can call the IRS for that opinion, and then the IRS can turn around later and say, oh, no, that's wrong, but you gave it to us. Yeah, well, that's too bad. So
yeah.
You can't even rely on the information you get if you contact the IRS.
That's pretty damned outrageous. All right, the number five story at the year end, the Haitian earthquake. The reason I bring that to you is because it has become clear in the last week or 10 days that millions, if not tens of millions of dollars that was raised by organizations like the Red Cross to supposedly help in Haitian relief have not been spent. And this happens over and over and over again with, again, the Red Cross being the number one culprit. They get money, they come to you and they say, okay, won't you please give to the Red Cross relief in Haiti? And then they don't use the money for that. They just keep it in the bank.
Yeah.
So what is the – is there any precedent to them being brought up short for their policies?
Not much. And this is something that I talk about a lot, particularly around holiday season when people are giving to charities. There are outright charity scams, and then there are the technically legal charity scams. You know, the ones that are easy to spot or identify as far as being illegal scams are where someone just out and out lies to you and takes the money and keeps it, never uses it for charitable. But it isn't that much better for a number of these charities who have charitable purposes, and then they get large amounts of money, and you find out that they're using that money to pay big salaries or administrative expenses, and very little of it goes to the real charitable purposes. What I generally tell people when they're doing this is, you know, even though there really isn't any legal outlet available, you check up on these charities, and they have to report what they do with this money. And I think, frankly, people should vote with their wallets and not give to these charities who just gather the money as that being their business and not using it for charitable purposes.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of different scams. One wonders about whether these things, people actually, because they are so softened by the approach, if they realize that they're being, in fact, scammed. And I think that's something that maybe that's your next book. The Truth About Scams is his current book. Check it out at stevelaw.net. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Year End in Review.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, are there any injuries?
I don't know. I'm in a ditch.
I am going to get the 911 center on the line.
Emergency line.
This is OnStar emergency calling. I have a vehicle crash on Highway 16.
What happened?
I hit black ice. I've got a headache.
I have her east of Highway 97. I also have a latitude and longitude.
Okay, that helps. Are you at the ski hill?
Yep.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
Help is on the way. We have fire and EMS heading out there to you.
I am still on the line. Do you have a blanket you can put on?
Yes, I had a couple of quilts in the back seat. I think you just got here.
All right, then. Please know we're here. What do you need us?
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway, so my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Cooking Light. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva. Help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, moving along, one of the main PR voices in America for a number of years, Michael Levine, who's president and founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, somebody who's had so many clients who have been, I suppose, you'd probably refer to some of them as crazy, some of them have been inspiring, you've gotten a lot out of some of the people. I think that happens sometimes, don't you, that the person who might be the client teaches you as well as you teach and help your client. Doesn't that work two ways?
Well, when you've represented, like I have, 58 Academy Award winners, you've represented all kinds of people.
Yes.
The good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. So it's an unusual life I've led.
Were you uncomfortable this past year with any of your present or former clients who may have committed some blunders? There have been certainly a lot of PR blunders this past year. Maybe we spend a moment talking about them. I don't want to be too negative, but there were people who really, I mean, Lindsay Lohan is a probably pretty good example of somebody who just can't seem to get it right no matter what, but yet she still gets lots of attention. And isn't that what PR is all about?
Yeah, you know, I have an interesting perspective. I've represented John Voight, and of course he is the father of Angelina Jolie. So I remember her when she was a young girl. A lot of interesting perspectives. What I've done here, Doug, is I've tried to create an annual PR Hall of Shame, a list of people who really made big blunders this year. So I'd like to go through it with you if I could.
Yeah.
Number one, of course, is Tony Hayward. He was the CEO of BP, and he said he was sorry for many things, and he should be sorry for many things because he was a terrible, terrible spokesperson for BP and showed utter lack of leadership. Out here in Bell, California, which is a small city with big problems, we had a team of city managers that abused trust. We had one city manager here in a small, impoverished city making $800,000 a year. So for abusing trust, I give the Bell California team a black eye in a hall of in our PR Hall of Shame. Then, of course, you remember Pastor Terry Jones.
Oh, yeah.
He was the pastor from Gainesville, Florida, who decided to burn a Quran on September 11th. I give him a PR Hall of Shame award. And, of course, we always include the international rabble-rouser Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He is the president of Iran. He's been on this list that I have created ever since he came to power in 2005. I mean, again, denying the Holocaust, bringing utter and complete shame to his nation. He is an annual winner, it seems like, every year. Then, of course, National Public Radio. Remember that?
Wow.
When Vivian Schiller, the CEO of National Public Radio, fired longtime commentator Juan Williams in late October for comments he made, she brought, I think, a PR Hall of Shame award to National Public Radio. So, and that, of course, we have a sports inclusion. We have Roger Clemens, 23 years as a pitcher, major league pitcher, and in August, he faced a bigger challenge than any battery ever faced, and with six felony counts, perjury, false statements, obstruction of Congress, all based on the steroid scandal. So he is also included in the PR Hall of Shame. Those are some people that I think will be nominated this year in my PR Hall of Shame annual award.
All right. Let's look at the year, the beginning of 2011, the new decade, predictions, whether about people or events that will capture the public's attention, and they'll be surprising. You know, this year we had the oil spill. You can predict a lot of things politically, but the Haitian earthquake, the Chilean miners being rescued, that sort of thing, WikiLeaks, those aren't predictable things.
Well, first of all, just in an overall mood, you know, I think that America is mad as hell, and is going to remain mad as hell, and maybe only and get madder. I think in the U.S. we can expect the kind of prevalent mood to grow angrier. People are very angry and frustrated about taxes, about reforms, about individual freedoms, about the direction of our country. You know, we elected a new administration, as you know, in 2008. And they talked about change and hope, and they talked about a new direction. Well, it's now more than 2 years later, and most Americans are not feeling much change.
Not feeling the love.
No. And the results. It's not the change. Of course they notice a change in spirit. They notice a black president who's articulate and charming and bright, brilliant even. But the results, the unemployment numbers, the housing, there is no results. Again, I point back to when Ronald Reagan became president. Whether you liked him or not, Ronald Reagan had a capacity to lift a nation first to its mood, and then its economy. And, you know, facts are stubborn things.
Yep, hard to get away from them. All right, there are some of the things, blunders of the year, things to look forward to as we continue our conversation aimed at image, because image is very important. Michael Levine, who runs the Levine Communication Office, LCO, by the way, the winner of the Bulldog Award for Excellence in Media Relations and Publicity this past year of 2010. Congratulations to you, Michael, for that. We look forward to many good conversations in the year ahead.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here's Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to review what basically, according to his research, are the eight big medical stories of the year. Everybody thinks there's a magic number, 10, 5, whatever it is, but Ken in his research has found eight. So we'll start with the big number eight, the big voice announcer. Yes, number eight. All right, so Ken, where it is, what's number eight? What comes in at number eight?
Misleading marketing by cord blood banks. This is promising families at a high cost. You put away some umbilical cord blood for your kids and you'll prevent cancer and heart disease in 50 years. The claims are way past the current science.
So what do you advise people if someone approaches
save
them?
Save your
about,
money.
Don't do it at all.
Right now, save your money.
Yeah. And what does it cost, by the way?
A lot.
Number seven.
Fosamax and femur fractures. We talk about taking these drugs to prevent osteoporosis. The big news this year was you take Fosamax more than 5 years, it actually causes fractures of the bones.
So how would that be? What?
Don't take it more than 5 years.
What's the generation? What's the generative? Where did this begin?
It began because we are giving these drugs. The biggest killer among elderly people is fracture of the bones, and we want to prevent this, and we've been giving them drugs. But the news is they're good, but after 5 years, they start actually destroying the bones.
So only 5 years, you have to plan the end of your life. Let's say you're planning on dying at 90. You don't start until you're 85.
You need a good doctor to judge this.
All right. Dr.
Number
Ken
six.
Here, going through the top eight items, medical news and information generated in the year 2010. What's number six?
I love this one. New ways to prevent AIDS. We discovered the drug Truvada this year. It greatly cuts the chance of getting infections with AIDS. It's the first indication of an oral method to prevent the spread of AIDS among those at high risk but already without it.
How much of this, we've over the years paid a lot of attention. The news media has been all over HIV and AIDS, and in many instances, it seems to have been blown out of proportion. How much of a problem is it in America and around the rest of the world? Is it being dealt with? Is it better? How is it now versus 10 years ago, let's say?
Well, 10, 20 years ago, when we first started with this in the 1980s, it was a death sentence. Nobody survived it. Today, people will survive with it and can live long lives, but it does cause a lot of problems. But to prevent it is a miracle in my feeling, because I have lived through this when it was first discovered, and I've seen people die with this, a death sentence, and now to be able to prevent it is a miracle.
Number 5.
Changing the way we do CPR. People are they don't want to do CPR on a stranger. Who can blame them? Put your mouth on it. Put your hands on people. But hard and fast now. Chest compressions alone may be as effective, if not more effective, than the traditional CPR, which calls for both chest pumping and rescue breathing. So you can get to the person, just put your hands on top of the center of the chest, and just think in your mind that John Travolta song, Staying Alive, and you'll save a life.
Literally. You do it to the beat of Staying Alive, Staying Alive. That's really, as I remember you
exactly.
telling the story earlier in the year, you gotta,
exactly.
if you know that song, you can keep up with the beat.
Exactly. Now, next, can I
number
hear the big
four.
Announcer?
There's number 4.
Doug, don't get off on a tangent, but this is number 4. FDA oversight on food safety and the food industry pushback that questions the exemptions.
Wow. The exemption, the pushback, all of this may be handled because the story... As the year comes to a close and as the story continues to unfold, is that the people that are coming in, the new Congress, the representatives that are on these committees that are Republicans that are in charge, don't want to fund this bill. And without funding, it doesn't go anywhere.
And the news that they're putting out, truth or fact or fiction or propaganda, is that an estimated 87 million Americans are sickened by contaminated food and 5,700 die from food-related disease each year.
Yeah, well, that
Number
may be
three.
True. But that's because they don't do their job in the first place.
Number
me,
three.
You said don't get me going, and I'm...
And,
so let's get
I
the
heard the big
three.
Announcement. Let's get going.
Yeah.
Omnibus ruling on vaccines and autism. The federal court, concluded in March that thimerosal, a preservative found in some vaccine, does not cause autism. Don't shoot the messenger. The court reviewed previous scientific studies and found no correlation between vaccination rates, mercury levels, and the incidence of autism in children. And this is going to change the way we proceed.
Well, Dr. Ken is, for my benefit, saying don't shoot the messenger because he knows that I think these people are full of old shoes. And to sort of underscore that, it wasn't 2 weeks ago, as the year came to a close, that the FDA began looking into mercury fillings. They had pronounced, along with the ADA, the American Dental Association, no worry, mercury fillings are fine, or silver fillings, no mercury now, because there's been so much pressure brought to bear on them because they are wrong. My feeling is the same thing holds true with the vaccinations, at least the vaccinations that have still got silver/mercury in them to bind the ingredients. Granted, a lot of that has stopped, but it's still in use, Ken. You know that.
Yeah, the dental story is a separate story, and I think we need to look into that and definitely keep them away from kids.
Number two, Ken.
Number two. Between 1 and 2 is a hard choice, but I'm going to make number 2 the health care overhaul, not number 1. You know, the so-called Affordable Care Act signed into law in March by the Obama administration. If this gets funded, it's going to change health care for all of us.
Well, isn't there, even without funding, some things begin as early as January 1st, some of the changes that affect what benefits people have.
Absolutely. Your HSA no longer can pay for non-prescribed drugs starting January 1. Let's celebrate.
But yet,
Number one.
The business about what goes on between now and 2013, when it's supposed to be fully enforced, that can be influenced by the legislative process as soon as they get back into session.
Absolutely.
All right,
number one
is the Haiti earthquake. This immediate damage to the infrastructure and death toll seems apparent upon this poor country, Doug. But nearly 10 months after the January earthquake, cholera, it spread to many rural areas and quickly creeped into the capital. And thousands of Haitians died from this waterborne disease. Just a sad story, but this is the major medical news of the year.
Well, you know, to underscore that a bit, one of the other major stories of the year that is connected to this is the abysmal job that the news media does in informing. They were all over this story, and a lot of talk radio conversation about what was going on in Haiti. It was one of the big, top 10 stories in general interest talk radio this year. But what has happened down there is a crime, because, as you just suggested, and I wonder who's heard this, the cholera epidemic hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of Haitians have died because of this. And the other really bad part of the story is that people who gave a lot of money, especially to the Red Cross for Haitian relief, half the money has never been spent. And that's one of the reasons there are so many health problems.
That's a crime.
Is because this stuff has never been, the money and the gifts have not been used. It is a crime. It's criminal the way the Red Cross does business and some of these other charities. Outrageous. All right, so there they are, folks. The top 8 items in terms of medical news, things that have influenced a lot of people. Important information for you to have. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert, for that update.
The cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control. You want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so now we'll get to the social media side of things. As you know, this program and many other radio programs have become very involved as participating in social networks has become things that people really expect. So the interactive conversational presence on Facebook and Twitter is important. Radio programs and television programs are doing more and more of this, and thus you can connect with us on Twitter.com and Facebook.com for this program. Also send in texts at 646-926-DOUG, and the regular phone line 800-510-8255 serves people very well, but the interactiveness of this, the fact that you can download a podcast of this program at any time and get it, it's really amazing what the iPhone has done, and we'll find out if that's in the top five here. Clay Kohut, who's director of social media at DougStephan.com, with a number 5 story from your world of social media, Clay.
The 5th story I got here, Doug, is Obama's Twitter account, and it was when it was hacked this year by a Frenchman. An unemployed 25-year-old Frenchman was arrested this year for allegedly hacking into various celebrity Twitter accounts, including the President Obama's. The subject reportedly targeted other celebrities, including Britney Spears. He gained access to Twitter accounts by simply working out the answers to the passwords. So it's just another example of why you need to choose secure passwords. Don't just use the word password as your password, because it's very easy to guess.
Gee, I wonder, did he get to Lindsay Lohan or Charlie Sheen or Kourtney Kardashian?
Unfortunately not.
All right, number 4 from social media this past year.
All right, number four is California's $578 million school. With the price tag of $578 million, the Robert F. Kennedy Community School is the most expensive public school ever. And the K through 12 complex features fine art murals, a marble memorial depicting Robert Kennedy, a manicured public park, and a state-of-the-art swimming pool. And it caused a lot of controversy because they're broke already, and they're spending even more money on there.
Boy, that sure, yeah, that was a big one. Is Betty White anywhere in these top five?
Not on my top five, right, Doug, but it's a bit subjective because everybody uses their different social media sites.
Yeah, number three.
Number three is the woman who dumped the cash in the trash. Do you remember this, Doug? It was
cat in the trash bucket, yes.
Yeah, she was. It was a 45-year-old woman who was caught on camera petting a 4-year-old tabby cat before picking it up and tossing it into a trash can and then closing the lid. When the cat's owners posted the clip online, it sparked an angry reaction from animal lovers and advocates, which allegedly culminated in a series of death threats against the woman. For example, I got a Twitter comment right here by Hookslaw, who says, "That's just awful. The recycling bin is for papers, plastic, and metals. Cats go in the compost bin. Psychopaths don't care about the environment." So a lot of people joked around about it, but there are some people that were actually seriously pretty angry about it.
Yeah, she did. She got death threats, and then I think she apologized. Didn't that happen a week or so after the event took place?
I think that
didn't get much attention because
after that.
That would be a page 66 story.
Yeah.
All right, number two on your list.
The Facebook privacy concerns. It seems like Facebook couldn't stay out of the limelight of bad PR this year, they're growing like crazy. But 60% of Facebook users even said they were considering deactivating their account at one point this year when IT security firm Sophos conducted a survey. They asked, "Do you think you will quit Facebook over privacy concerns?" And the results varied from possibly at 30%, highly likely at 30%, already have at 16%, no at 12%, and I don't think it's likely at 12%. And in response to criticisms of Facebook's privacy policy, a number of campaigns, including Quit Facebook Day, launched this year to increase public awareness of the issues.
One of the things Facebook and Twitter used very effectively by some campaigns this year, obviously the numbers you just went through weren't that didn't happen because certainly 16% of Facebook users have not dropped away. The numbers keep going up, 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 and up, don't they?
Yeah, people, especially on Facebook, like causing a stir. It seems every time Facebook changes their design, there's a huge outrage from the Facebook community, and they accept it after a couple months. So I think people, it was sort of trendy to get on the Facebook issue this year, but not many people actually took action.
All right, the number one issue in social media this year.
Facebook has topped Google as the most visited site in the U.S., and it surpassed Google for the first time as the most visited site just this year in 2010, and the social network edged out Google with 8.9% of all U.S. visits between January and November of 2010, while Google ranked second with about 7.2% of visits, which shows it's a major shift in the way people are using the Internet, and it's showing that more people are using it for social means and to keep up with their friends rather than just searching by themselves. And it's also going to be interesting in 2011 to see how that goes about how people are getting their news and information, because more and more people are going to Facebook to do that and seeing what their friends are posting rather than searching information for themselves. Facebook's move to the top spot shows just how quickly the site's grown in popularity. Within the span of 6 years, Facebook's become the world's largest web social network with roughly 500 million users worldwide.
Pretty amazing stuff. Clay Cohut with the number 5 through 1 story from social media. I'm Doug Steffen.